Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The numbers continue to head in the right direction in the U.S. Johns Hopkins University's tally Sunday morning shows newly confirmed COVID-19 cases at less than 35,000 in the past 24 hours. More than 600 deaths were recorded during that period, and the U.S. toll is now more than 581,000 people. On NBC's Meet the Press, President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says COVID is far from gone, but the country appears to be getting a handle on things.
If we get 70% of the people vaccinated by the 4th of July, namely one single dose, and even more thereafter, you may see blips, but if we handle them well, it is unlikely that you'll see the kind of surge that we saw in the late fall and the early winter.
Meanwhile, India is trying to vaccinate millions amid a devastating wave of infections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The demand for vaccination is surging in India, with people standing in long lines outside centres around the country. New Delhi medical officer Utsav Singh says numbers have doubled in the recent period.
We were vaccinating around 500 to 600 people. Now we are vaccinating around 900 to 1100 people a day.
But the process is often confusing. Marketing professional Gurmukh Singh says getting an appointment can be hard.
Really frustrating as well, you know, getting so many hospitals around and so many COVID vaccine centers and not being able to access those because they're all pre-booked.
Nearly 170 million vaccine doses have been administered since the country began inoculating its vast population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Finally, Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world, pulled in more than $300 million. Global Citizen says the funds raised helped procure more than 26 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines, part of an effort to promote vaccine equity around the world. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.